Well, all right, everyone. Welcome to Lady Diva Live Radio. Here I am, your host with the most. Good afternoon, everyone. I am calling from Evansville, Indiana. Thank you all for tuning in. This is an awesome, awesome day today. I have with me Charlotte-based R&B vocalist Suzanne Smith. Susan, are you with me?
I am. Hello, and hello, everybody. Thanks so much for having me today.
Sure, sure. You have an amazing voice. Wow. Tell me about this track I just played, Lot of Love Soul Mix. What's the story behind that? And I would like to ask you, who is the horn player that's in there in that track?
Oh, that's a good question. That, I believe, is Gordon. And he's local here, so we were excited to have him. That song was originally done by Nicolette Larson back in the 70s.
Yes.
And it was very popular. They still play it today.
Uh-huh.
And the when it was presented to me, I thought, to do a remake on it, I wasn't really quite sure if I would do it justice because it was, so popular. But we decided to put an R&B spin on it, and we said, let's just give it a try and see how it goes. And it ended up doing quite well. It ended up at number 18, came on the chart. I had gotten an award for the fastest rising record back in June from the RIAA.
And, congratulations.
Thank you so much. And I had gotten a President's Choice Award as well. It was exciting. It was very exciting to have made it on the chart. It was my first charting record, so of course it was very exciting. We were planning on continuing on with that record as far as campaigning, but unfortunately, I had a pretty bad car accident. I almost went through the windshield. Thank goodness.
I was going
on an interstate highway. And there was a car that was parked in the middle of the lane that had just been in an accident, and I rear-ended the truck that was at a dead stop. So I had a brain injury, and so it took me a while to recover from that. So I was unable to get back into the studio. And unfortunately, we were in the middle of making an LP, but I was not able to finish it at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So the label, to be honest with you, we got dropped from that particular label. But that's the way that it goes. So I was definitely determined to get back into the studio. So as soon as I got well, back in I went, and we just finished up the LP, which my new song will be on that LP as well. So I'm excited. I'm very excited to be back in the saddle again.
I am too. I'm glad I got to meet you. This is my first time hearing of you, thanks to your agent. What would you tell, Susan, all the curious listeners out there about yourself? Go ahead and introduce yourself. How long you been in the music industry? And were you raised in a musically talented family? And what and whom was your inspiration back then?
Oh, my goodness. Well, my name is Suzanne Smith, and I was born and raised in New Jersey, and I've been in the music industry for a minute, I will tell you, even though people don't know me. I was a performer and entertainer for many years. Starting out young, after high school, I decided I wanted to be a singer and went into New York City and the surrounding area and pounded the pavement as a teenager, hoping to get a break. And I picked up a number of jobs. I did some jingles, and I ended up being a torch singer, if you will. I don't even know if they even call them that anymore. I played a lot of the lounges and got very involved in working as a freelancer, doing a lot of corporate parties, big events back then, like for U.S. Steel or Exxon Corporation. And I freelanced. I was with two agencies that booked me as a vocalist or front person when they needed one. So that was great fun. And it was great money back there for a young you know, young singer starting out. But as time went on, I continued on. I was in a lot of wedding bands, festival bands. So when you're doing entertaining like that, you have to cover pretty much all genres when you're singing and playing for the masses. So, and of course, I had hoped to get a break, hoping that someone would see me. I guess like a lot of the musicians at that time, there wasn't any internet or social media.
Yeah.
So you really literally go out and just grind on that pavement. So years later, I've been doing it all this time. And fortunately, I got approached and asked to do a record. And I thought, well, let's give it a shot, finally.
Right.
So I finally got opportunity to do that. And now going forward, I'm just finishing up this LP. So, and the name of the LP, by the way, is called Finally for that reason. So you're never too young, and you should never stop trying, because I think I'm a pretty good example that
even though I've been around
a long time on my grind, just people now are hearing me on that side of the door, you know, the recording industry. So
yeah.
It's been very exciting.
You still there?
I am.
Okay. All right. So as we move along on the show, let's talk about the remix, I'm Not the One. Now, what I'm going to do is play a little snippet of the original track, I'm Not the One. And then I'm going to let that fade out while we're still talking. Here is I'm Not the One. You stay right there. A breath of fresh air, that voice, that bass,
thank you, sir.
That smooth melody coming in there. Yes. So
thank you.
I would like to ask you, before I spin the remix, what inspired you to do this song here, I'm Not the One, and then turn it into a remix?
Yeah, this was an original song. This song was written by my producer, and I kind of collaborated on it. The video was great fun, too, if anyone gets a chance. We have two videos out for that as well. We've got the lyric one, and then we just did the one for the remix. Crazy. It was just so much fun. But what inspired me to do that record was, okay, women, I know there's some men that this happened to also, but you know, when you're going through life and you have some life changes, whether you've been in a relationship, a bad relationship, and you finally realize that they're just not the one for you for whatever reason.
Right.
It's time. You know what? It's time to go. And you're not the one.
Right.
You are just not the one, honey.
So, I've been there and done that.
Been there, done that. That's right. So I think it resonates with people.
Yes.
So,
okay. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and spin this song. You stay in that hot seat, Susan. Here is the No Can Do mix, everyone.
Thank you. can tell me what you're feeling, why you chose to take this road. But I'm not willing to give up myself for you to take control. You've been saying all the words, but I'm still circling in love. Oh, baby, you don't even take the trouble.
Go ahead and tell everyone where this track is streaming at everywhere at.
Oh, my goodness. It's on quite a lot of the radio stations. It's on a lot of brick and mortar as well. But you can find it Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, you know, iTunes, all of the digital streaming platforms. It's available. And as I said, we did another remix, which is crazy,
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's so it's fun. And the video is hilarious. We had a lot of ice skaters and dancers in it. And
I
just did
it.
A tremendous job. Have you?
Yes.
Yeah. And we had really 504 boy, Crazy, from No Soldier Camp. He actually came on and did a little rap session for us on there, too. It was fun. So much fun.
Yes. Yes. Girl, you done did the dang thing. Yes, you did. You went kapow. See me now, world. So, what is your website information and your social media information as well? Go ahead, Susan.
My social media, my website, of course, is www.SusanneSmithMusic, and it's S-U-S-A-N-N-E, Smith Music. My Facebook page is the same, Facebook, and it's Suzanne Smith Music. My Twitter is at Music Suzanne, and my Instagram is at Suzanne Smith Music. And, of course, my YouTube is Suzanne Smith Music. So you can find me everywhere. There's a lot of Suzanne Smith out there. world, millions, literally. So that's why I put the music pretty much on every there, so people can find me a little more easily.
Yes. Well, thank you for that. Thank you so much. What is that ultimate desire, Suzanne Smith, what you wish all your fans and followers to get out of your music, especially this new remix?
Well, all of them, you know, I wanted to put something out there that it was a little bit more youthful, but primarily through my music, I'd like people to get to know me, to understand that we share a lot of life experiences, and I wanted them to experience those with me and to feel my heart, and hopefully my music will resonate with them at some point. This LP that's coming out finally is kind of, I would say, a hodgepodge, if you will, of different styles, and I'm interested to see what resonates with the people, but there's a lot of wonderful, wonderful songs on there. There's a couple of, I think there might be two covers, but the rest of them are all originals,
okay,
which I've co-written a number of them. So, and they're all different. So hopefully a few will resonate with each fan. And I'm interested to hear how that's received.
Yeah. Well, give it a little time. It's coming. They're coming. So any upcoming events that you may be doing? And also, is there any other future music projects to come that we should be expecting that you want to tease us about?
Well, with COVID, it's been a bit, little bit limiting for me down here as far as doing any, you know, significant shows or concerts. But in the spring, I've got we are doing an indie soul tour, so it'll be in a few different cities. As soon as I get the final information on that, I'll be posting that, of course, on my website and on my Facebook page. We're very excited about that. There'll be a show in on the West Coast, probably in California, San Francisco, perhaps. There'll be one on the East Coast. I'm not exactly sure if it'll be somewhere around New York, I imagine. One in Atlanta and one somewhere in the Midwest. I think perhaps Chicago or maybe even Detroit. But as soon as I get that information, I'll be putting that up. There'll be
a lot of great indie artists
on there, so we're excited.
Well, thank you for that information. Thank you.
And
so,
I hope to put out an album toward the end of the summer. So.
Okay.
I just hope to put a new LP out, too. I got lots of stuff up my sleeve, so I'm excited to be out here.
Okay, well, thank you for that information as well. As we move along, it's almost at the end of our show. Thank you for all the fun, and thank you for taking out your time to participate on my platform. You're always welcome to come back with more new music, of course. I'm a fan. I'll be following you for life. You're more than welcome to give a shout-out to all the persons that have been supporting you all these years. Yeah, and your music journey.
Oh, thank you so much. I would like to give a shout out, first of all, for Sabrina from Unsigned Artist.
Yeah.
She's been wonderful in guiding me through the social media, which is, that's crazy. Everybody doing that agrees that it's, you really have to be on your grind and be creative on that. So she's been a very big help to me. So thank you, Sabrina Taylor. And, of course, my producer, Chris Clay, he has the patience of a saint. I think I drive him crazy, but he's done a wonderful job in producing my music for me. And, of course, I'd like to give a shout-out to all the radio stations that, you know, are playing, spinning for me, that I'm grateful for that. And, of course, for all my friends and family that have been supporting me through this journey since I was a kid. Like I said, I've been out here for a minute and a half.
Well, it's all paying off. Let's give everyone an applause that they will keep on supporting you through your music journey. So as we come to a close, is there any other information, Susan Smith, you would like to give?
Yes, I'm excited. That song, the remix actually, both of the songs there hit number 14 on the official IBA Indie Soul chart.
Yay!
I'm the artist of the week this week too.
Well, congratulations.
So I'm elated. So thank you so much, everyone. And thank you so much, Lady Diva.
Suzanne, any words of wisdom you would like to give as we close out the show for persons that are still suffering in the world today? Any advice you want to give?
I would say that, you know, hope is the only thing stronger than fear. And I would say just let faith be bigger than your fear. That's something I'm working on right now. And my closest people know, you know, it's just when you get into something new that you're not used to. Being a performer and entertainer is one thing. But, you know, when you get on the other side, when you're at radio and working with the social media, it can be a little tough. But I have faith, I want to say to people that maybe have a handicap or are ill or depressed, especially with the holidays coming right now, if you're alone, just, you know, trust and believe and just, you know, have faith and don't be afraid. We're all going to be moving forward here. Next year is going to be a wonderful year for everyone. Everyone.
Yes.
I have
yes. Yes. So, Susan Smith, you have a blessed day. Thank you for your participation. Sabrina,
thank you, girl.
Thank you. I'll be following you for life. I'm a fan. So, everyone, go check out her website. Check out her music. They're streaming online now. And this is Lady Diva signing out. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you.
I hate them. Tell me what you're feeling, why you chose to take this road. But I'm not willing to give up myself for you to take control. You've been saying all the words, but I'm still circling in love. Oh, baby, you don't even take the trouble.
can't go for that.